Suffice to say, I get along with millennials quite well. I have a lot of early 20-something millennial friends, and it's always weird. Whenever I'm hanging out with them, usually in the park. And they introduce me to other millennial friends of theirs. It always feels weird because I feel like Drew Barrymore in the movie Never Been Kissed. Because they'll be like, oh, this is our friend Andrew. And I'm just like, yes, I'm a student at this high school as well. It makes me feel old as dust. Old as that. I'm not old as dust. I'm not old. I'm straight up not old. But I'm whatever age it is where just this year it hit me, I've started to get really pissed when I see teens dressed inappropriately for the weather. Just this year it happened to me. Just back in March. And we had a balmy March, granted. But I spy out of the corner of my eye some 16-year-old, probably, cool dude with probably a rude attitude. Probably named something like Caven or Jathew or Braveland or some name that his garbage helicopter parents just made up. He was just walking outside. It was 3 degrees out, peak winter, in a t-shirt and shorts, like it weren't no thing. And I just found myself getting so pissed. I was just like, oh yeah, you're so cool. Oh my God, oh, you're too cool for a coat, too cool for long pants in the dead of winter. Oh my God, yeah, oh, you're just gonna live forever, aren't you? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. No, you're never gonna wake up someday and get diagnosed with IBS and an iron deficiency, are you? Oh yeah, put a coat on, asshole. And I think I shook my fist at the young man, which is an old move on my behalf. Very old, another old move I've been making is that I've cut back on smoking cigarettes. I've started vaping, which, it's like the Crocs of things you put in your mouth. It's like mouth Crocs. You know, like Crocs? You know, there's like rubber sandals with like cutouts in them? It's like those of this. I just pointed at my mouth for all of you listening to this audio. You're like... And I don't know if this is like an aging thing as much as it is just like an age in which we live thing, but I have noticed that now I need at least two sources of pornography playing simultaneously when I am pleasuring myself. Sometimes more than, I caught myself with 4 the other day. My record's 4. I had like a minimized Pornhub window here. I had a minimized QuickTime here. I had like a Tumblr stream here. I had my phone going. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like, you know, it's like, a one man band of sexual dysfunction. Do you remember one-man bands of yesteryear? When a jaunty fellow like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins would be playing a harmonica in his mouth and he would have an accordion in his hands. He'd have like cymbals on his kneecaps. He'd have a bass drum on his back. He'd be like... like all like that. It's like that of sexual dysfunction. It's like sexual attention deficit disorder. S-A-D-D. And you know what? It kind of is. Sad. Duh. Don't forget the second D, because I won't. But enough about my plans after the show.